I'm sure that last night we have heard a very wonderful testimony from Andrew.
我相信，昨天晚上我们听到美好的见证从王从Andrew 弟兄。
Brother Andrew was testifying that he forgot to pray for his parents.
Andrew 弟兄他见证到说他忘了为他的父母来祷告。
And in fact, the parents did a lot of things for him.
实际上他父母为他做了很多牺牲。
We should pray for our parents.
也就是因为如此，我们要为我们的父母来祷告。
If we say pray for our parents, we need to also pray for our workers too.
除了说为我们父母来祷告以外，我们也要为神的工人来祷告。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
Verse 25
第二十五节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十五节
It says here, Brethren, pray for us.
请弟兄们为我们祷告
Often time when Paul write letters to churches, in the very beginning he would say that I'm praying for you.
很多时候当保罗为这些信徒来写信的时候，在前面他都会提到说要为他会为他们来祷告。
Because Paul treated other believers as if it was his children.
因为对保罗来讲，那些信徒就好像他的亲生的儿女一般。
So very naturally for Paul to always pray for them.
因此，自然而然的，保罗就会为他们来祷告。
But oftentimes, when before he ends his letter, he will ask the believers to pray for him.
而也是在这个时候，在他在把信写完以前，他会请求这些信徒为他们来祷告。
Paul is a very special person, and he prays a lot.
保罗的确的是一个不凡的人，而且他常常祷告。
And he asks people to pray for him.
但是他为什么会叫别人来为他祷告呢
？Is Paul trying to make believers to pray so that he asks them to pray?
是不是说他为了要叫这些信徒？叫他们去祷告，所以他才会请他们为他来祷告呢。
That is not the main reason.
我想这不是其中之一的其中的原因。
If a person asks us to pray for them,
如果说有人请求我们为他们来祷告
，and he's a worker of God,
而且他本身是一个为神工作的人
，what should we pray for them?
那我们应该为他们祷告些什么呢
？Here Paul tells us pray for workers of God.
这边保罗提到说要为这些众圣徒来祷告。
What do we pray for them?
为他们求些什么呢
so, ？Let's look at a couple passages.
让我们来看一些圣经里
面说的话。Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
And see what do they need the most.
让从中我们可以了解到说他们所需的是什么。
Romans chapter 15 verse 30.
第十五章第三十节。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me. Verse 31.
第三十一节,
that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. Verse 32.
第三十二节,
that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Here, Paul wrote,This letter to the believers in Rome.
在这里，保罗为了罗马的信徒而写了一封书信。
And while he was writing this letter, he had never been to Rome yet.
但是在这写这书信的时候，他并没有自己亲身到罗马去过。
He hasn't known the believers in the Rome.
他也没有亲身见到在罗马的信徒。
But he asked the believers in Rome to strive together with him to pray for him.
但是在这里，他请求这些罗马的信徒跟他一起祷告。
I'm praying for what?
但是他们祷告为的是什么呢
？That I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe.
这里说到叫神使神求神叫我脱离在犹太不侍从的人。
Is Paul saying to the believer, pray for me so that I will not die?
在这里，难道保罗是请这些信徒叫请求神叫他能够叫他不要死吗？
No, it's not.
当然不是。
If you look at the letter to the Philippians, Paul can choose death or life. He can transcend above death.
如果你仔细看，在腓立比书里面，他又讲到说，保罗可以选择生与死， 他会选择死。
Paul asked the believers in Rome to pray for him so that he may be with them. This is recorded in verse 32.
这里罗马书里面 保罗请求罗马的信徒来为他祷告, 所以, 保罗能够到他们那边,
so that Paul can be with them and then bring the blessing of God to them.
因此, 保罗就能够在他们身边, 而且能够把神的祝福带到他们身边。
And he felt that this time, he's on the way to Jerusalem. He felt this time that in Jerusalem, something going very bad is going to happen.
而在这个时候, 他深有感受到说, 他在耶路撒冷的时候会受到逼迫。
And indeed, he's right.
的确是如此的。
If you would look at Acts chapter 21 to 26, when he arrived in Jerusalem, he suffered quite a bit.
如果你看到在 使徒行传第二十几、21章里面所记到的说, 他在 耶路撒冷受到的相当大的逼迫。
In chapter 21, he came in peace.
但是在21章也有记载到说, 他去 耶路撒冷行,
and he was in the temple.
而且他在圣殿里面
repaid a vow.
在圣殿里面他许了个愿,
and then,
还了个愿。
And it happened to be that some people thought that he had brought some Gentile into the temple.
但是那个时候有人误会他说他把一些外邦人带到圣殿里面去了。
And so those people cried out, and those people were so mad, and they dragged Paul outside and beat him.
在那里那边的人他们感到非常的生气他们甚至把保罗拖到外面鞭打他。
It was a misunderstanding.
但是那只是一个误会。
But these people really do not like Paul, and they thought that Paul had did something real wrong.
但是对这些人来讲, 保罗是, 他们不喜欢保罗, 所以这件事情对他们来讲好像保罗做错了。
And while he's beating, thank God, God provided a centurion came to rescue him.
但是在这鞭打当中, 感谢神, 神带领了一个百夫长来救保罗。
And this is just the beginning of his trials.
而这只是他, 逼迫的刚开始。
In chapter 23,
在23章里面,
it records that he was appeared before the council, Sanhedrin council.
他必须在, 公会面前接受审判。
And people were in such a great argument that they almost tore Paul to pieces.
而在那个时候, 他们当中有多, 很大的, 争论, 甚至差点把保罗给撕成两半。
And the commanders feel that's not right. Hurry, take Paul away.
而在那个时候, 那个千夫长看到情况不对, 他就赶快把保罗给从中拉走。
And later on, in chapter 23, these people, the Sanhedrin, and all the people devised a wicked plan.
而之后我们又可以了解到说, 工会里面的人, 他们, 开始设下诡计。
There were 40 people, they swear to God that they would not eat anything until they kill Paul.
而其中有40个人, 他们甚至起誓说他们将不吃不喝, 直到说他们把保罗, 下在监狱里面。
And they told Sanhedrin, say, oh, just ask the commander to bring Paul over, and then we will attack him while he was on the way.
他们的诡计就是他们要, 千夫长把那个保罗带过来, 而在押解的途中, 他们将会, 突击保罗。
And the thing is that it happened to be that Paul's sister's son overheard such plan and told Paul about it.
很凑巧的, 在那个时候, 保罗的姐姐的儿子, 听到了这一个, 诡计, 就把这秘密, 就告诉了保罗。
And then later on, Paul sent this boy to the commander, and the commander knew about it and sent Paul away.
保罗那个时候就拆了一个童子, 将这事情告诉了那千夫长, 这千夫,
and sent Paul away.
然后保罗, 然后这个千夫长就, 押解保罗到别的地方去了。
So this is the third time Paul almost died.
所以从这我们可以了解到说, 那个时候已经是保罗差一点, 经历了死亡边缘。
Three times.
那个时候他已经, 那是已经是第三次了。
And in verse 24 onward, it records another time. These people will not let Paul go easily.
而且在24章的时候, 甚至有记到另外一次, 这些人不愿放过保罗。
The high priest bring with a lawyer, a very good, eloquent person, and to accuse Paul.
那个时候, 大祭司就带了一个律法师, 是一个相当非常有学问的人, 未来, 来, 控告保罗。
And high priest intended to accuse Paul and put him to death.
而这大祭司的意思就是, 他想要控告保罗, 甚至定他的罪, 要治他的死。
But then God also delivered Paul once again.
那个时候神又再次的解救了保罗。
Chapter 25 records the fifth time Paul almost died.
第二十五章里面那个是第五次保罗经历了生死的时候。
There was a new governor. His name is called Festus.
那个时候有一个新的新的
governor
是
省长
省长，那个时候他是新上任的。
And while this person became a new governor, and these people say, "Oh, can you please bring Paul over? And we have something to talk to him."
这个新的省长叫菲士都，他们就请菲士都叫保罗过来，因为他们就假装说他们有话对保罗说。
And that time, Festus doesn't know what happened.
但是那个时候，菲士都还是蒙在鼓里。
And somehow God moved him in one way that he did not say, "Okay, I will tell Paul to come down."
但是神在菲士都身上做工，他这个菲士都就说好我不，但是我不叫保罗下来。
Verse 5, it says that this is what he said. Therefore, he said, "Let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there's any fault in him." 请念一次。
第二十五章
第五节。
Chapter 25, verse 5, 又说你们，第二十五章第五节，又说你们中间有权势的人与我一同下去，那人若有什么不是，就可以告他。
So, Festus just answers in such a way that he did not know he actually rescued Paul from their plot.
那时候菲士都就做了一，他所答的答案他那个时候他自己也不知道说他已经救了保罗。
So we can see here that.Many times in while Paul was in Jerusalem, he could have been killed.
所以从此我们可以了解到说，在耶路撒冷的时候，保罗多次有将要被杀的危机。
Paul was not afraid to die, but he wanted to go to Rome and bring that gospel to Rome.
虽然说保罗并不怕死，可是他有心要将福音带到罗马去。
And indeed, sometimes this is the workers of God encounter. We have a desire to work for God.
的确的，在神的工人看来，他。自己心中虽然有余，可是他并没有办法去将福音带到说他想要去的地方。
The thing is, there's all kinds of people that workers of God have to encounter, have to face them.
而且这做工为神做工的人，他在这途中将要遇到说很多不同的人。
There's all sorts of people, you name it, they have it.
从各行各业各方的人，你能想到的，我们都会遇到。
So we need to pray for workers, remember them, ask God to protect them.
所以也就因为如此，你要为他们来祷告，请求神的保守。
And this is the first thing that Paul asked them to pray for him.
这是保罗要罗马的信徒为他所祷告的第一件事。
And the second thing in Romans chapter 15, verse 31 is that he prayed that his service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints.
在第十五章第
三
十一节里面有讲到说，
三十一节下半段，
三十一节的下半段说，叫他的耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙圣徒悦纳。
Because he was to bring the offering from the saints from all the area to Jerusalem.
那个时候，保罗他带了一些耶路撒冷所办的捐献要到罗马去。
He hoped that.You know, the things that he had labored may be pleasing to the brother and sister there.
而在这当中，保罗心中所要的就是他所努力所工作的，希望那边的弟兄姐妹能悦纳。
Imagine if we were Paul.
试想，如果你自己你是在保罗的位置上。
And we had labored so much, and finally we gathered this big amount of money, want to help them.
你竭力为神做工，那你为这些罗马的信徒。积蓄了一些钱财。
Of course, we will hope that hopefully this money will be used in a very good way to the benefit of many brothers and sisters there.
理所当然的，你当然是希望说这些钱财能够为这些信徒能够带来一些好处。
So from Romans chapter 15, verse 30 to 32, we can see the first time what Paul told us what to pray for him is that to help him to deliver from the hands of these people who do not believe.
所以从这个经节，我们看到说，他保罗叫这些罗马信徒所求的第一件事情，就是说，希望他能够脱离在犹太不顺服的人。
Thank God, God listened to their prayer so that Paul was delivered.
很感谢神，神听求 垂听了他们的祷告, 那保罗也就因此而被救。
Let's look at the second passage where Paul asks us to pray for him.
那我们再来看第二章节, 有讲到说保罗为请求这信徒为他祷告。
Paul represents the worker of God.
Yeah. 保罗当然他是, 众, 神的工人当中的代表。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19.
以弗所书第六章第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20.
第二十节,
for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Here, Paul asks the believers to pray that Paul may be given utterance.
在此, 保罗又请求这众信徒为他祈求, 希望说他能够得着口才, 能放胆开口讲明福音的奥妙。
To a speaker, the concept, the inspiration is very, very important.
对一个讲员来说, 他自己心中所领受的一些, 神的教训是非常的重要的。
If God did not reveal to him, to the prophet anything, then the prophet cannot speak anything.
假如, 神并没有启示一个先知任何事情, 但这先知他就没有办法, 做任何事情。
So Paul very desired that the believer was, would pray for him so that he would have inspiration, revelation to share with everybody else.
也就因为如此, 保罗希望说这些信徒能够为他祈求, 所以他才能够得着口才。
And in such a way, then the person who hears it will be edified.
而且, 那些能够听到的人都能够因此得造就。
And they can also participate in such a holy work through their prayer.
不止如此, 他们还能够因而能够再继续地参加更多圣功。
So maybe we cannot preach, but we can pray to God to give them inspiration to the workers so that they can have a message to preach to us and edify us.
或者我们没有讲道的恩赐, 但是我们能够为了这些讲道的人来祷告, 所以他才能够为神讲明这福音。
And this is very important, it will help us.
这是非常, 重要的事。
Let's look at the third one. Colossians chapter 4.
第三处, 也就是在哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 3.
哥罗西书第四章第三节。
Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3.
哥罗西书第四章第三节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. Verse 4.
第四节,
that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. The third thing Paul asked the believer to pray for him is that asking God to open a door so he can work.
这第三件, 保罗希望这众信徒能够为他所祈求, 就是他希望神能够给他们开传道的门,
because being a preacher, he desired to preach gospels to many parts of the earth.
当一个传道人, 他很希望能够把这基督的奥妙能够传遍,
also to preach to many people who hasn't heard it.
而不止如此, 他希望能够传到那些, 从来未听过的人。
But the thing is, this is like a spiritual battle. Sometimes the door is shut.
但是, 这所要了解的就是这其中好像一个属灵的征战, 这门有时候是关着的。
And it's not something that Paul wants to do something, then he can do it.
这并不是说保罗自己, 心有意去做, 他就能够做的。
So we need to pray to God, asking God to show mercy, open the door for us so that more people can believe.
也就因此我们要 祈求神, 希望神能够把福音的恩门打开, 能够让更多的人听到福音。
And we also pray for the workers so that they can proclaim it clearly so that people can understand it and believe it.
还有的就是, 我们希望能够, 我们来祈求, 希望这传道人有那口才, 能够把这道理明明白白地传出。
So Paul had asked us to pray for the worker for three aspects.
所以从此我们看到, 请求这些圣信徒为他祈求有三方面。
From Romans chapter 15, verse 30-32, first Paul asks that he can be protected so that he can meet with the believers and bring such a blessing to them.
在罗马书, 里面我们可以看到说, 保罗请求这些信徒为他祷告, 所以他才能够得到平安, 把这, 福气带给他们。
Second, Paul as a believer, to pray for them, pray for him, so that he can have inspiration and messages to preach to the believers and unbelievers.
次要的就是, 保罗希望他能够从神那边得到口才, 所以他能够把
And the third thing, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, Paul asks the believers to pray to God for mercy so that the door of salvation can be opened, more people will be able to believe.
在哥罗西书里面又记载到保罗在第三次请求, 众圣徒为他祈求, 所以他才能够, 开传道的门。
Because it depends on God to open the door or to shut the door.
因为这一切是在于神的权柄里面, 是他的权柄, 他才能够开或闭这传道的门。
Whether the door is open or closed also depends on the believer's heart.
而不论说这,
to open the door, to close the door, God will look upon the hearts of the people,
在,
believers.
在开或闭这个门之前, 神会先看这些众圣信徒的, 信心。
Since we have studied the book of Isaiah,
我们在这里有学到说,
we can see it is God who initiated to establish this vineyard.
我们可以清楚地了解说是神有那个, 是神先开始来建立这, 葡萄园。
But it's also himself who closed this vineyard.
但是也是由他自己来关闭这葡萄园。
Now it depends on us, for us to pray to God, to ask God to have mercy.
也就因此我们可以知道说, 我们在这地球上，我们所要做的就是向神祷告， 希望他能够发怜悯，
so that more people were able to receive mercy of God.
就因这样子, 更多人才能够接受到神的怜悯。
So in our prayer, it's not just always asking the thing for ourselves.
我们在祷告的时候, 并不是一定要一直为我们自己, 求。
But we also need to pray for the workers, for our parents also.
我们更要为, 父母, 为这做工的, 做圣工的工人来祈求。